ever wish you could just pay for healthcare? Like, you pay for, well, everything else. You know, grab a coffee, buy a book, schedule a checkup, all in the same breezy transaction.
It's an appealing thought, isn't it? The idea of simplifying healthcare payments, making it less about paperwork and premiums and more about, well, just getting the care you need.
And that's exactly where today's deep dive takes us. We're headed to Ireland to explore a system that's aiming to do just that, healthcare coin vouchers.
It's a novel approach, to say the least.
Imagine popping into a post office, picking up some healthcare coins, and using them to pay for private medical treatments. Sounds a little like a video game, right? But this is the real deal, happening right now with a company called Let's Buy Healthcare. They've got a website, letsbuyhealthcare.com, and they're shaking things up in a country with a two-tiered healthcare system, both public and private options available. But here's where it gets interesting. These vouchers can be used for both.
That's a crucial point to understand. Ireland's healthcare system isn't a single entity. It's got these parallel tracks, and Let's Buy Healthcare is trying to bridge the gap between them, offering a more flexible way to pay, regardless of whether you're going the public or private route.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit further for our listener. What exactly are these healthcare coin vouchers?
Think of them like gift certificates, but instead of that new gadget you've been eyeing, you're buying access to healthcare services. Each voucher costs 50 euro, and here's the kicker. You can buy as many as you like. Want to drop a few hundred euro? Go for it. Feeling particularly financially secure and want to invest in a few thousand euros worth? No problem.
So theoretically, you could walk into a post office and drop a small fortune on these healthcare vouchers.
You absolutely could. Of course, there are some safeguards in place, you know, for those who might try to make a quick buck. If you're buying 10,000 euros or more in a single purchase, they're going to ask for some ID and proof of address, standard anti-money laundering stuff.
Makes sense. Got to keep things above board. But let's get practical here. What can you actually USE these vouchers for?
Well, Let's Buy Healthcare casts a pretty wide net when it comes to defining healthcare. Prevention, diagnosis, treatment, whether it's an ailment, an injury, a disability, it covers a lot of ground.
Right.
We're talking doctor's visits, surgeries, therapies, the whole nine yards.
So it's not just for those big ticket items like surgeries. You could use it for, say, a visit to the physiotherapist for a sports injury.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even more interesting. You're not limited to just the providers listed on Let's Buy Healthcare's website. You can use these vouchers with any accredited medical provider in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's about putting the power back in the hands of the patient, the consumer.
That's a huge EE difference from traditional insurance plans where you're often locked into a specific network. This sounds like it could be a game changer for people who prefer to see providers outside of those networks.
Certainly a different approach. And it gets even better. You can use these vouchers to cover public health charges as well. Cool. So it's like having this flexible fund that you control entirely separate from any insurance you might or might not have.
This no expiry date thing has me intrigued. Most healthcare savings plans come with a ticking clock. Tell me more about that.
Right. Let's Buy Healthcare is adamant that these vouchers will never expire. So, theoretically, you could buy a stack of them now and not use them for decades. It's essentially hedging against future healthcare inflation. Pretty clever when you think about it.
It's like prepaying for your future healthcare needs at today's rates.
It's an intriguing concept, isn't it? Locking in today's rates for future healthcare expenses. It's not something you often see.
It's definitely got me thinking. But while this all sounds pretty good, you might be wondering, is this some kind of investment scheme disguised as healthcare? You know, buy these vouchers, they increase in value, and boom, sudden windfall.
That's a crucial point to clarify. And Let's Buy Healthcare is very upfront about this. These vouchers are not an investment. You buy a 50 euro voucher. It holds that 50 value for healthcare services. It's not going to magically appreciate in value over time.
So no chance of becoming a healthcare coin voucher millionaire.
Not unless healthcare costs skyrocket, which, let's be honest, there's a whole other can of worms. The value is meant to be stable. Think of it as prepaying for healthcare, locking in today's prices for future use.
And this might seem obvious, but just to be crystal clear,
right.
You can't cash these vouchers in for cold, hard cash, right?
Correct. Let's Buy Healthcare is firm on this. These vouchers are solely for healthcare expenses. It underscores their commitment to transparency and ensuring this system stays focused on its intended purpose, making healthcare more accessible and affordable.
Okay, that makes sense. It also probably prevents any funny business with people trying to buy a bunch of vouchers at a discount and then flip them for a profit. Keeps the focus on actual healthcare needs. But it does make me curious, how does Let's Buy Healthcare actually make money if they're not profiting off the vouchers themselves? Are they running a charity here?
Not exactly. The revenue model is based on commission arrangements with the private healthcare providers on their platform. So when you, the consumer, use your vouchers with a provider, Let's Buy Healthcare takes a cut of that transaction. It's a common model, similar to how other platforms connect consumers with service providers.
So they're essentially facilitating a marketplace, acting as a middleman. It's an interesting model, especially considering they're not charging consumers any additional fees beyond the voucher costs.
And that's a key difference compared to, say, traditional private health insurance.
Right, which brings up another important distinction. Let's Buy Healthcare emphasizes that these vouchers are not health insurance. Now, for those who might be a bit fuzzy on the difference, let's break it down.
Absolutely. With traditional health insurance, you're paying a recurring premium whether you use healthcare services that month or not, and you're bound by the often complex and sometimes confusing terms of your specific policy, which can include limitations on coverage for pre-existing conditions. Healthcare coin vouchers, on the other hand, no premiums. You buy what you need when you need it.
It's a pay-as-you-go system, which, depending on your individual needs and financial situation, might be a much more appealing option than a traditional insurance plan, especially if you're relatively healthy and don't anticipate needing a lot of medical care.
Precisely. And here's another key point. You can use these vouchers alongside existing insurance to cover those gaps in coverage or those pesky deductibles. Say your insurance only covers 80% of a particular procedure. You could use vouchers to cover that remaining 20%.
So it's less about replacing insurance entirely and more about giving people more control, more flexibility in how they manage their healthcare costs. It's like Let's Buy Healthcare is saying, hey, we get it. Healthcare is expensive and complicated. So here's a way to simplify at least one part of the equation.
It's a fascinating experiment, really. And they've clearly thought through a lot of the potential scenarios and concerns. Take the gifting option, for instance. It's not just about covering your own healthcare expenses. It's about potentially helping others access care as well.
Okay, now that a pretty neat feature. Imagine giving a new parent a stack of these vouchers to help with those early year checkups, or a friend who's facing a health challenge, a way to access treatments they might not otherwise be able to afford.
Exactly. It opens up a whole new avenue for support and even, dare I say, healthcare philanthropy. And speaking of thinking ahead, Let's Buy Healthcare has also addressed those what if questions, you know, those unexpected turns life can take.
Okay. Last question on the nitty gritty details then. What happens if someone buys a stack of these vouchers and then, well, passes away? Do those vouchers just vanish into thin air?
That's where it gets interesting. Let's Buy Healthcare has a system in place for that. Any unused voucher value passes on to their estate. The catch. The beneficiary has to become a Let's Buy Healthcare member themselves.
So it's not like those airline miles that disappear when you're gone. They've thought of everything. Although I do have to admit, this whole thing does make me wonder, could this model work in other countries?
That's the million euro question, isn't it? Every healthcare system is different with its own set of complexities and regulations.
And potential drawbacks, right? I mean, it's great that these vouchers offer more flexibility, but could they inadvertently disadvantage those who are already struggling to afford healthcare? If you can only afford to buy a handful of vouchers at a time, is that really enough to make a difference? These are all things worth pondering.
Absolutely. It's crucial to consider the potential downsides alongside the benefits. Could a system like this, while aiming to simplify things, actually exacerbate existing inequalities in healthcare access? It's something we need to examine closely as this model evolves.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but, you know, sometimes just asking the right questions can spark a conversation that leads to innovation. And who knows? Maybe Ireland's experiment with healthcare coin vouchers is just the beginning of a global shift in how we approach healthcare affordability and access.
It'll definitely be fascinating to see how this model develops in the coming years. Will it catch on in other countries? Will it lead to any significant changes in healthcare costs? Only time will tell.
Well, on that note, we'll have to leave it there for today. A huge thanks to our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the world of healthcare coin vouchers. Until next time, keep those brains curious, and remember there's always more to learn.